الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. This is another lesson that we're having reading from Al-Usul al-Thalatha, Al-Shaykh al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala. The explanation that we're reading from is the explanation of Fadilat al-Shaykh al-Allama Fiksar ibn Fawzan al-Fawzan hafidhahullah ta'ala. And last week we left off on the point related to al-wala wal-bara, which is association and disassociation. So this was the third point. The author mentioned, أَنَّ مَنْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّ مَنْ أَطَاعَ الرَّسُولَ وَوَحَدَ اللَّهَ لَا يَجُوزُ لَهُ مُوَالَاةُ مَنْ هَادَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانَ أَقْرَبَ كَرِيمٌ. This was the third issue of the issue that Sheikh Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala. And the first of them was where he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَنَا, that Allah created us, وَرَزَقَنَا, provided for us, and Allah has not left us alone, but Allah has sent prophets, and whoever obeys the prophet will enter into Jannah, whoever disobeys him, he will enter into the hellfire. And then the second issue, he mentioned that Allah Ta'ala is not pleased that upon us are set up with him, even if it is a close angel or a prophet who is sent. He mentioned the proof for that, and this is the third issue. And whatever obey the prophet and think about Allah alone and worship, it is not the Muslim of him to be friend, hold as a close companion, those who oppose Allah and his messenger, even if that individual is the closest of relatives. And he mentions the proof of that, the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal in Surah Al-Mujadila, لَا تَجِدُوا قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُونَ مَنْ هَادَ اللَّهِ يُوَادُونَ مَنْ هَادَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَوْ كَانُوا آبَاءَهُمْ أَوْ أَبْنَاءَهُمْ أَوْ إِخْوَانَهُمْ أَوْ عَشِيرَتَهُمْ أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عن أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون. Statement of Allah عز وجل in Surah Al-Mujadila. So Allah Ta'ala says, you will not find those who believe in Allah and the last day. So this shows you that this action, if a person does do it, then Allah Ta'ala is negating that this person has faith in Allah in the last day. So this action is something that negates the iman of a believer or of an individual. You won't find them loving those who oppose Allah and his messenger, even if they were their fathers, their sons, their brothers, their relatives. So no matter who the individual is, if the believer has true faith, then he will not love the person who opposes and goes against Allah and his messenger. So Surah Fawzan Habibah Atara mentioned that it is said that this ayat, قِيلَ أَنَّ هَذِهِ الْآيَةِ نَزَلَتْ فِي أَبِي عُبَيْدَ بِإِبْنِ جَرَّاحٍ. It said that the scholars of Tafsir said that this ayat was revealed with regards to Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, because he killed his father the day of Badr. And the reality is that which took place is that his father was still from amongst the mushrikeen of Mecca, and that Abu Ubaidah, he was from amongst the muhajireen who had migrated to Al-Madinah, and his father was amongst those who were fighting the believers at Badr. And Abu Ubaidah in the beginning tried to abstain not that he wanted his father to stay alive or the next of that, but he did not want to be the one to kill his father. But his father was persistent in approaching him. His father was persistent in approaching him. So Abu Ubaidah killed his father. And he did so because his father was from amongst those who were opposing the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and fighting a war, waging a war against Islam. And although this verse, or although it is said that this verse was revealed with Khabasir, this particular companion, it is not specific for him, but it is general for every individual who claims to believe. Shaykh Salah Khuzan Habib Allah Ta'ala mentioned, هذه مسألة الولاء والبغاء. This is the affair of association and disassociation. وهي تابعة للتوحيد, and it is a part, it is related to Tawheed. ومن حقوق التوحيد الولاء لأولياء الله والبراء من أعداء الله. From the rights of Tawheed, and this is important that we understand, from the rights of Tawheed, the rights of Tawheed, because from the rights of Tawheed, it's not just that we pray to Allah Azza wa Jalla and we sing to Him alone for worship, and that we call on Him using His names and His attributes, and that we believe that Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is the only creator, the only provider. Those are the three forms of Tawheed. But what is from the rights of Tawheed? What are from the branches of that Tawheed? From the branches of that Tawheed is to have association and disassociation. Because al-wala bi-awliya illah, you have association to those whom Allah Azza wa Jalla holds to be close. These individuals are close, they're dear. These individuals are close to Allah Azza wa Jalla, they're dear to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Wal-bara'u min a'da'i Allah, and you should disassociate yourself from the enemies of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is from the hukuk of Tawheed. This is from the hukuk of Tawheed. And the proof for that is that verse. That very verse, which is in Surah Al-Mujadila, the 22nd verse. And so, because of that, it is understood that a believer, if that iman is true, then a believer must disassociate himself from those who oppose Allah and His Messenger. Disbelieve, oppose, seek to harm the religion of Islam, seek to harm the believers. And because of that, it was mentioned by Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, in Ad-Durr al-Sunniyya, which is a compilation of the works of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab and the works of his grandchildren and the works of the ulama of Tawheed after the death of Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, Ad-Durr al-Sunniyya, which is a very, very important book to buy and to purchase. Several volumes. Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahullah ta'ala said, لا يستقيم للإنسان إسلام ولو وحد الله وترك الشرك إلا بعداوة المشركين وتصريف إلا بعداوة المشركين وتصريه لهم بالعداوة والبغضاء. He said, a person's Islam will not be upright. A person's Islam will not be upright, even if he singles out Allah alone and he abandons shirk, except that he has hatred for the mushrikeen, except that he has hatred for the polytheists. And he informs them of that hatred. And he informs them of that hatred. And the reality of it, and some might say, but, you know, this might seem harsh, and, you know, this seems too harsh in the light of that, but the reality of it, if we read the verses of Allah Azza wa Jalla in the Quran, we find that this was the case of the prophets and messengers. Although, understand something, Shaykh Salah Fawzan Hadith Allah Ta'ala is going to explain some very beneficial points related to this hatred and this disassociation that we should have for the disbelievers. And that's something, what, alhamdulillah, that we understand when we read the books of the ulama and the explanations, we get clarity in our religion. We get clarity in our religion. And that's why Allah says in the Quran, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know. Because the ulama, when they talk about an issue, they have encompassed that issue. They have studied the issue. They have studied the verses of the Quran, not one or two verses of the Quran, but the Quran in its totality. They have studied the narrations of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not one or two hadiths, and taken it and said, "Khalas, I'm going to work with this hadith. I'm going to work with this statement of the Salaf," and they put the rest of the Sunnah, or they put the understanding behind their backs. No, the ulama, they're the ones that Allah has given them understanding of the religion. So if they want to understand an affair, they get all of the proofs related to that affair, and then it gives them what? It gives them clear understanding. Al-hukmu ala shay far'un an tasawwurihi. The ulama of fiqh, they say, in order for you to give a ruling of something, you must understand it in its with detail. You must understand it in its detail. For example, in Surah Mumtahna, Allah Ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا عَدُوِّي وَعَدُوَّكُمْ أَوْلِيَا تُلْقُونَ إِلَيْهِ بِالْمُوَدَّةِ. Oh, you who believe, do not take my enemy and your enemy. SubhanAllah. Notice Allah saying, my enemy and your enemy. You think the individual is your friend. You think the individual is nice to you. You think the individual is this and this. Allah Ta'ala says, that's your enemy. That is your enemy. And Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَا وَلَا يَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى وَلَا يَرْضَ عَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَا النَّصَارَى حَتَّى تَتَّبْعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. And verily Allah knows. Allah says, the Jews and the Christians will not be pleased with you until you follow their way. Until you follow their way. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ. This is the one who knows, creates. Is not the one who created no better. So you might see the that which is apparent from the individual, the neighbor who is a Christian or is a mushrik, you might see that which is apparent, but the one who created that neighbor knows best. The one who created him or her knows best. So Allah says, don't take my enemy and your enemy as a close companion. By loving them. Don't do that. Allah also likewise says in Surah Al-Mumtahana, the same verse, the same surah, قَدْ كَانَتْ لَكُمْ أُصْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ فِي إِبْرَاهِيمِ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ إِذْ قَالُوا لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ وَمِنَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةُ وَالْبَغْضَاءُ أَبَدًا حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدَهُ. سبحان الله. In Surah Al-Mumtahana, later on in the same surah, Allah says, you have the best example. You have the best example. And this is where a believer has to understand. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. This is Allah Azza wa Jal directing you to that which is best for your dunya and for your akhirah. There is no place for i'tirad. There is no place for rejection. There is no place for hesitation. There's no place for it. Allah is the one. Allah is guiding you to that which brings you life. اِسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَلِلْرَسُولِ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. Allah says, answer the call of Allah when Allah and His Messenger call you to that which brings you life. So in this verse, going back to the verse of association and dissociation, you have the best example in Ibrahim and those who were with Ibrahim. When they said to their people, so that's why Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, this is the verse of the Quran, Surah Al-Mumtahana. Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab said, as we just read from Durr al-Sinniyah, that the Islam of an individual would not be upright, even if he worships Allah alone, and abstains from shirk, until he has hatred for the mushrikun, and he informed them of that hatred. Where did that come from? And he informed them. Why? Because Allah said in Surah Al-Mumtahana, you have the best example in Ibrahim, and those who were with Ibrahim, when they said to their people, Saha. So yes, they said it to their people. إِقْبَالُ لِقَوْمِهِمْ إِنَّا بُرَآءُ مِنْكُمْ. We are free from you. وَمِنَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And we're free from that which you worship. Notice, that's another side. They said, we're free from you, and we're free from that which you worship other than Allah. Because you have Muslims today, may Allah put us on strength in all of us. You have Muslims today that say, I'm free from shirk. And I'm free. You have Muslims today that say, I'm free from shirk. And I'm free from the idols, the false deities. I'm free from the cross. I'm free from this. I'm free from that. But have you freed yourself from the people of shirk? Well, no. Well, you know, they try to go left and they try to go right. No. The people of Ibrahim, they said, Inna bura'a'u minkum. We're free from you. So they started with the people. We're free from you. They started with the people. They didn't even start from that which they worship other than Allah. They said, we're free from you. And Allah said, this is the best example. So where is the iman of the believer? This is your criteria. Al-Furqan, that's why the Qur'an, one of the names of the Qur'an is Al-Furqan. It is a criteria. Something you can judge yourself by. Inna bura'a'u minkum. We're free from you. Have you freed yourself from those who oppose Allah and His Messenger? وَمِمَّا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. And we free ourselves from that which you worship other than Allah. كَفَرْنَا بِكُمْ. We disbelieve in you. وَبَدَى بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ. And we have pure hatred between us and you. Abadan. Forever. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ. Until you believe in Allah. So, and that's another benefit from the ayat in Surah Al-Mumtahanah, the fourth verse. Another benefit. Is it that we hate them? Khalas, that's it. It's over. We hate you forever and it's done? No. That's not the case. We would love you if you come into Islam. That which is between us is the fact that you worship other than Allah. If you remove that barrier, we would love you to come into Islam. If you say, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, we would love to, you know, we would take you with open arms. We would greet you with open arms. We would welcome you with open arms. That hatred is because of our religion, and our religion is the most sacred thing that we have. Our religion is the most sacred thing that we have. So notice what they're saying. We disbelieve in you, pure hatred between us, until you believe in Allah, your creator. How can we love you? How can we have affection for you when you disbelieve in the very individual, you disbelieve in the very individual who created you, Allah Azza wa Jalla. You disbelieve in your creator. And if we return back to Allah Azza wa Jalla, you won't benefit us on Yawm al-Qiyamah. It doesn't benefit us to love you if Allah Azza wa Jalla is displeased with us. If Allah Azza wa Jalla is angry with us, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, the individual would be with those who he loves. So where is your love? O slave of Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is your criteria. This is your criteria. Likewise, Sheikh Surah Fuzan mentioned the statement of Allah in Surah At-Tawbah toward the end of the surah. وَمَا كَانَ إِسْتِغْفَارُ إِبْرَاهِيمِ لِأَبِيهِ إِلَّا عَنْ مَوْعِدَةً وَعَدَهَا إِيَّهِ. Ibrahim, he's promised that he would make istighfar for his father. He would seek forgiveness for his father. فَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ عَدُوٌّ لِلَّهِ تَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُ. When it became clear that he was an enemy to Allah, Ibrahim disassociated himself. He detached himself. He detached himself from his father. So, no matter who it is, no matter what they show us, our love for Allah is greater than anything. Our love for our Lord is greater than anything. So we don't have a problem. وَمَا كَانَ لِمُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا مُؤْمِنَةً إِذَا قَضَى اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أَمْرًا أَنْ يَكُونَ لَهُمُ الْخِيَرَةُ مِنْ أَمْرِهِمْ. It is not the way of the believing man or the believing woman that if when Allah and His Messenger decree something, that they have a choice in the matter. There's no choice. This is my Creator. I return to Him. If my Lord has ordered me to disassociate myself, not from just your action, but from you and your action, then I must do so. then I must do so. We don't place our desires over the legislation of our Lord Baruch Hu Ta'ala. That is not the way of the believer. Now, in this verse, we also have the benefit, several benefits. One, and toward the end of the verse, where Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentioned, toward the end of the verse, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبُهُمُ الْإِيمَانِ وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِالرُّوحٍ وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Allah tells you the reward for the people that implement this disassociation. The first is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gathers iman in your heart and makes it firm. And all of us are looking for that. Wallahi alhamd. All of us are looking for that. Yani, how can I need my iman to be firm in my heart? I need firmness. I need Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to gather my affair in my heart. This is one of the ways. So once again, the criteria, have you been implementing this wala and this bara? Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبُهُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah has written iman in their hearts. Allah assists you. وَأَيَّدَهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. And Allah has assisted them with light and guidance. So one, Allah writes iman in your heart. Two, Allah assists you, strengthens you with ruh, soul. And why it's called a soul? Why? Because it is something that brings you life. So Allah strengthens you with light and guidance. Is that it? No. وَيُدْخِلَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah will enter you into Jannah, underneath which rivers flow. So Allah gathers, Allah writes faith in your heart. Can anyone remove faith after Allah has written it in your heart? Allah assists you. Allah assists you and strengthens you. All of us are looking for that assistance and that strength. All of us find, from time to time, we find weakness in our hearts. We find that we don't feel it strong. Criteria. Where is your wala and your bara? And Allah will enter you into Jannah. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْ. Allah is pleased with you, and you will be pleased with Allah Azza wa Jalla. These are all of the benefits of establishing al-wala wal-bara. Now, the reality is, if we look at, and we speak about ourselves first and foremost, because when we look at the communities, far and wide, the Muslim communities, individuals becoming weak, individuals not being able to establish anything, individuals, you know, finding that they're not firm in Islam, individuals falling off of Islam, individuals leaving and apostating from Islam, and we sit and we question ourselves, we wonder, where did they go wrong? Where are we going wrong? Why are our children are not firm? Why some of the brothers are not firm? Why are some of the women not firm? But the reality is, Ibn Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim mentioned in some of his books, he said when an individual leaves the fold of Islam or becomes very weak to the point where he's about to leave the fold of Islam, there's something intricate that's taking place in that person's life that's causing this. There's something intricate that's taking place in that person's life, and I mean intricate not in the sense that it's minor. No, intricate in a sense that they haven't noticed it. Like something. Just 5 minutes. 5 minutes. You have less than that? Nothing? Close it. Okay. No. So intricate, not that it's something minor, but intricate because it's something that the person hasn't noticed. The person doesn't realize this is the cause of their weakness. That's what Ibn Qayyim mentioned, rahimahullah ta'ala. Ibn Qayyim also mentioned in his book of poetry, Al-Kafiyat al-Shafi'i, Shaykh Fawzan mentions it, أَتُحِبُّ أَعْدَاءِ الْحَبِيبِ وَتَدْعِي. Do you love the enemies of the one you claim to love? Yani, do you love the enemies of Allah? And you claim, حُبَّ لَهُ مَا ذَاكَ فِي إِمْكَانٍ. So do you love the enemies of Allah, and you claim you love Allah? This is impossible. وَكَذَا تُعَادِي جَاهِدٍ أَحْبَابَهُ. And likewise, you hate those whom Allah loves. أَيْنَ الْمَحَبَّةُ يَا أَخَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He said, you hate those who Allah loves. Where is the true love? Oh, you brother of the shaitan. Again, do you love the enemies of Allah and you claim to love Allah? This is not possible. And likewise, you hate those whom Allah loves. Where is the true love? Oh, you brother of the shaitan. Look what Ibn Qayyim described you as. A brother of the shaitan. A brother of the shaitan. Because of certain circumstances, I have to stop the lesson now. And bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will continue next week on this point, and then we go on to the next point, inshallah ta'ala. Allah knows best, wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.